Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who... Sean?
Have great asses.
Trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation,
But then deliver.
Deliver us from evil. Amen.
Amen.
Fuck.
Amen.
Well, podcast question of the week. Who on this set is confirmed Catholic and who isn't? Place your guesses. Podcast at mega64.com. The first person who's right
gets
Sean. Sean is going to make you some kind of handmade gift. Oh, okay. All right, that's the gift.
Sean chooses who
gets
in.
That's the ultimate gift, if you think about it.
Eternal salvation.
Who gets in, who gets out?
Yeah. I'm not going. Theme song.
What? Baby, when the lights go out, every single word cannot express the love and tenderness. I'll show you what it's all about. Babe, I swear you will succumb to me. So baby, come to me when the lights go out. Yeah, check it out. Second verse, girl. I know you think it never just a line. Ain't no getting good enough, but fine. All right.
Hey.
We're back.
Oh. Hi.
Well.
We have time for a few more questions here, but next I wanted to get to the Apostles' Creed, the longest of the Catholic prayers.
Oh, man.
Oh, man. I'm actually trying to remember it.
Oh, you know
Our Father is easy.
Let's skip it.
Whenever I would go to church with my grandma, mm-hmm. I was the one cousin of all my other cousins who wouldn't know what the fuck was going on.
Oh, really?
My parents started taking me to church. But all my other cousins
we
went.
You could tell.
So I would sit there and they'd be all doing the thing and then I'd just be like, oh man, I'm lost here, guys.
Dude, let's get to the part where we go to youth group and there's like peanut butter and jelly finger sandwiches. We could look at the girls across reading, their books.
You did?
Yeah, when I spent the night at my friend's house and they went to church, we'd go and it was like youth group was fun, man. Got to go just like once every like weekend, you know.
I think Hail.
I can kind of remember
the Hail Mary.
Oh,
Hail Mary. I almost said Harry Mary.
Yeah,
that would have been inappropriate.
Straight to hell's Hail pit Mary, with you if you say that.
Hail Mary, full of grace. The Lord is with thee. You know why I know both? Why specifically I know that one? I never actually sat down and like I'm gonna memorize this prayer. It was never truly that. It was that if you've ever been to a Catholic event, or namely a funeral, they do something called the rosary.
And they do that every time, right?
Where it's like the rosary is this chain,
like a necklace
with beads on it, and every bead represents a prayer. And like there'll be one big one here, and that's like the Apostles' Creed. That's one prayer. And then there's like a dozen where it's just a Hail Mary for each one. And it's like, oh, how many times are they going to do it? And then they do a different prayer at the bottom, and then they go all the way back around. And it's like, man, we're doing
and
Hail
it's
Mary.
It's the same thing, right? It's the same prayer.
Over and over.
I went to one Catholic funeral in my life, and I was not prepared for this.
Mm-hmm.
And it threw me for a loop when I was like, what is happening? And it's long.
That's an OCD, man.
A long, long time. Who thought of that?
Having to count all those beads is very obsessive compulsive.
Yeah, that was always something that struck me as like, in like the world of like traditions and stuff like that, that was one thing that struck me as like, why are we doing that? Like, you know what I mean? Like, there's certain things.
They're punishing
there's
you.
Certain things you might not agree with in any given ceremony, but you see, okay, this is okay. They do that because this is their way of being closer to this. You know what I mean? Like, you can follow a logic to what they're doing, but that was one where it was like, what we've already said it. Like,
too much ritual.
The creator of the universe, I think, gets it. Like, you. Do you, is it like a cheat code where if you say it 20 times, then the creator of the universe goes, sorry, I didn't hear you before, but
maybe
the 20th time you did it, I don't really
like
understand
superstition.
It.
It's like, hey, better safe than sorry. We're just going to say this 20 times, and maybe you'll get it.
You're overthinking. I'm with Scientology once.
Hell yeah.
Get it in, get it done.
Yeah.
Someone said something genius. About Mission Impossible, did anyone see it?
Saw it this weekend, baby. I'm with Tom. I'm on board. Theta 9, baby.
My friend Heather was talking about how like the Mission Impossible new one's fun, and like Tom Cruise really goes above and beyond with this. Like he really wants to make it his best. But But she's saying Tom Cruise is such a good actor because he's doing his best. Because he knows the more star power he has, the more gravity he can bring people to Scientology. So by him making the biggest, best blockbuster ever, that increases his clout to get more Scientologists on board.
I signed up. I got newsletters coming in the
mail.
You
don't think he just doesn't want to do a good job anyway?
No, come on. What's your higher purpose for Zemo?
He broke his ribs on purpose for the press.
Scares me. And I
he should. He could have
been
killed.
Legitimately mean that he makes me uncomfortable looking at him. And I can watch old Tom Cruise, and I'm fine with it. But seeing the new Tom Cruise, I can't watch movies.
Ethan Hunt could fuck you up, bro.
There was a 30-minute like behind the scenes reel, sizzle reel of like behind the scenes of Mission Impossible. And when you watch it, it's like, oh, Tom Cruise is directing the movie. He's the one like producing it. He's like so fucking in control of everyone. Like after every take, he's like, all right, good job. Who did the lighting? Cameron, good job. You did good. That's what we do it for. Like, man. He's controlling the set, and no one will say anything.
Well, he almost, he had the power to fire everyone when someone farted on the set of Valkyrie.
Do not fart on the set.
Don't do that.
With Mr. Cruise. That's upsetting on a god level. He will fuck your shit up. You will be kicked off that set.
Never work in Hollywood.
MI6 coming after you. I feel good for Simon Pegg. Is that the co-star? Dude. He's like, come up in this.
Yeah, he's been on a lot of stuff. Wasn't he in Ready Player One, too?
I can't remember.
We saw it.
I saw it, but I can't remember. I know the new Star Trek kind of franchise he's a big part in.
Yeah, he's in that.
I can't remember, really though, if that was in Ready Player One, if that was Simon Pegg, or if it was... There's another British actor that I get confused all the time as having a similar thing, but I could be wrong.
Speaking of Star Trek, whoa. As a Star Trek Next Generation diehard fan over here, they got Picard coming back for a new series. Dude, I don't even care. I'm gonna watch it. It could be the worst series ever. I'm gonna watch the entire thing, and I'm so excited.
Is this gonna get you to get the CBS All Access?
I thought there is nothing that could make me get this shitty service. You got me.
What about the Twilight Zone?
That and then the Twilight Zone.
Yeah. They're getting that too.
Yep.
You know what? Cancel fucking Hulu.
Hell yeah, my favorite guy, dude. Picard, engage number one.
Do you think he's going to reference YTMND after all these years?
Yeah.
He's going to. They're going to go. Only one captain can steer this ship, and they're going to open the door, and he's going to come out, Captain Jean-Luc Picard, USS Enterprise.
You should watch Next Generation before this new series.
Oh yeah, I will.
Yeah, I don't know if you will.
700 episodes.
I don't believe the sincerity. No,
not that many.
Every episode I've liked. It's
25 episodes for seven seasons.
You get Worf. Worf's a great character.
Data's
a great character. Yeah. Well, who did Whoopi play?
Guinan. Great.
Great man, Riker. He says, "Engage number one," and he points.
Yeah,
his
the
finger
first
like
couple
this.
Seasons are admittedly pretty rough.
Yeah,
you get through that though, really? You are in for a great.
What's
time.
That kid who went famous in the whole nerd con world?
Will Wheaton,
the nerd con thing. Nerd
maybe he'll show up and do like, are you all your base?
Yeah, that's
all
cool.
Your base.
He'll do a PAX keynote on the first episode.
Yeah, he'll go. Can I get more nerdy? That's Chandler.
You know, though, when I feel like all those other actors see that sign, like, could I make a cameo?
Because
I haven't gotten
Patrick Stewart?
A TV paycheck in a while, and I would be in. Mm-hmm. I would be in. So anyway,
yeah, Deanna Troi or whatever her name is. What's her name?
Dana. Right? Or is her name her real name?
Was that the character's name? Deanna Troi?
Deanna Troi is her real name.
That's correct. Yeah.
I want to go back to
Holodeck, son.
I want to go back to Mission Impossible for a second.
Oh, good.
All right.
I remember about 10 years ago, I was in San Francisco for some reason. I was on a trip there or whatever. And I remember seeing a movie. I don't remember what movie. But when I walked out, I think it was... I think I was Killing Time Before a Flight. So it was some shitty movie. I want to say it was like... Die Hard or like Hairspray or something, but it was whatever was playing. But anyway, when I walked out of the theater, I remember there was a line like out the theater down the block to see something, and I'm like, what is going on? Because I just saw Hairspray because there's literally nothing else in theaters worth shit right now, and everyone told me it was Born Identity or the third one. What was the third one? Born
Supremacy?
Maybe. I don't know. It was that, and I was like, what? I thought I didn't know anyone that cared about that.
You know what's funny is I feel like those Bourne movies have a select diehard fan base My wife being one of them.
Wow.
Like,
wow.
She doesn't give a shit about anything but the Bourne movies.
I've never
but
seen
suddenly, Jonathan fucking loves
suddenly
the Bourne
that
movies.
Third movie came out and I couldn't avoid it as of that moment on. And then it was on the front of like every magazine and it was like some fucking insane thing. And I was like, I didn't even really hear about the first two.
Do you ever feel like you're part of some conspiracy? There's a conspiracy out there and it's like, there's no way that everyone was into this and I just found out about this now.
Well, so that's where I'm at with Mission Impossible. Yes. I feel like no one cared and then suddenly everyone was talking to me about it like, oh my God, how have you not seen it? You haven't gone to see the new Mission Impossible? I was like, I don't know anyone that liked any of them. Like, I really just don't. I never encountered that.
I loved the first one when I was 12.
I didn't even like that when it came out. I remember thinking that was kind of a mess.
It's great.
I like the first one because I watched it on VHS a lot. And Tom Cruise in the 90s was fucking rad.
Yeah.
Two is like a cheesy piece of shit. Yeah. But it's got Limp Bizkit and John Woo. That's cool. But like, it's a bad movie.
Yeah.
Three, I didn't care about. Four, I saw, whatever. I didn't watch five. But the new one, I saw because everyone was praising, like, hey, this has great practical effects.
Yeah.
Fuck, okay, I saw it, and that was really fun.
But, you know, I feel like, this is going to sound shitty, but I feel like Tom Cruise now is so desperate because he's been making movies that are not doing well.
Yeah,
yeah. And at this point, he is, like, throwing himself off buildings, whatever, to make a hit again.
Yeah.
Because he needs that, so he is putting himself in mortal jeopardy.
And then they're
doing
Top Gun 2 next year with Miles Teller.
It works. Oh, really?
Yep.
Now, when was the last time anybody watched Top Gun?
I watched it for the first time 2 weeks ago.
Oh,
really?
But because I watched Mission Impossible, I was like, shit, what good Tom Cruise movies have I seen?
Top Gun, does that hold up? I saw it when I was a kid.
I didn't think so.
The cinematography kicks ass.
Yeah.
Like, it's all aerial photography. I bet if you saw it in IMAX, it would look cool. They shot it in San Diego.
Right, yeah. Right,
there's
right,
a scene that's shot one block down the street from my office. Mm. So I was like, oh, shit. Like, there's also another thing that's shot right near Brian and I's apartment. Like, so watching it as a San Diegan, like, oh my God, this is cool. It is 80s cheese.
Right.
Like, it's not great. It's not good. It's all right.
You got
it's,
Val Kilmer,
but it's
though.
Yeah. Cheese. It's fun.
I can't remember the last time I watched it, but I remember thinking I was not that into it. But, I mean, some 80s cheese ages perfectly, but I remember being like, I'm good. But the bar that they shoot at one point in that movie... Mm-hmm. In San Diego has never let that go and still advertise. If you go,
it's by Comic-Con.
It's by where they do Comic-Con every year, and it's like, oh yeah, every year someone tells me about it. I just went to this bar; they shot Top Gun there. It's like I know all about it. They haven't let it go.
Shitty little island in the middle of like nothing, like by train tracks and stuff too.
Yeah. Oh, I forgot it burned down. Yeah, but maybe I'm thinking of something else, but I thought they rebuilt it.
They rebuilt it.
And then acted like that never happened.
That's 100% what happened. Because
I can't do that.
Well, they did. It's been done. It's been done. Yeah.
Anyway.
We see past your schemes.
I'm not getting your barbecue.
Hey, speaking of barbecue, I want to hear about it. I wasn't there. What was RTX like?
Oh, it was
the barbecue, Frank.
Yeah.
Oh. Across the street from our hotel, in the lobby, I was like, what is that?
You smell it?
What is this? And it was like this fucking old ass barbecue place. You walk in, they hand you a plate of brisket.
It was like the Wild West.
Tender. They give you like a butter knife to cut it, and it's like melts right off the knife. Oh my God.
It was an old iron mill or something.
Yeah.
Iron Works.
They made old signs there. It was an old ass shack from 100 whatever years ago.
Wrought iron
that they
signage.
Made iron signs, and it was great because they had a couple hanging in there, and one of them was what was it anal surgery?
Rectal
analysis or rectal surgery? That there was an iron sign that said rectal surgery. That was one of the old signs they had in there. But oh man. I remember getting this plate of barbecue meats and they gave me a plastic fork and I'm like, I'm going to need better than this to cut this meat up. Like, what are you, this is not strong enough to do. And I picked up that brisket with a plastic fork and it just dripped off the knife in pieces. It was like, I take that back.
That was beautiful. So
my own saliva melted through that meat. Oh, it was amazing.
Really good. Overall, I thought I had... RTX is always like the most fun. I think of all the cons, like, I mean, I'm taking this, take the booth experience out of it, but just like the city itself and like the things that we do there is such a good time.
That couldn't
have ended
worse.
Oh no.
Camera on, zoom in on that.
Oh, okay, thank you.
Fucking drop their ZV.
Oh, shit.
Sorry.
Well, we'll figure it out.
We're gonna get rats. No.
But I just felt like, you know, we did the Let's Play Live thing, which was an event.
Yeah.
That was something that we'd never been a part of. And
that was huge.
It was huge. I don't know how much they appreciate. I mean, I know Jack, who ran it, appreciated us. I don't know how much the crowd appreciated our shenanigans.
Well, we were asked to kind of come out and interrupt during the halftime, during kind of like...
Yeah, they wanted us to kind of like take over the show, which we did. I just felt like people didn't want the show taken over.
Well, that's a true RT fan. Thank you, Frank.
Thank you, Frank.
Didn't have to do it.
Slip and break their neck.
Didn't have to do it. In, I mean, show must go on kind of thing.
Well, you know, he's this little champ here.
Yeah, let's give him a sec, too.
Thank you.
Look at that.
Thank you, Frank.
Thank you, Frank.
Take care
of that. But yeah, had a blast getting up on stage and really burning it to, no pun intended, to Bernie.
Yeah, it was fun. Just, you know, we were up there and just talking so much fucking shit on Rooster Teeth, and it was fun. I had a great time. Rocco, after we did that, he went up and played Mario Kart.
Ooh, yeah.
Which version?
On Switch.
The new one?
And it was against,
Switch,
like, everyone else. So it was like, you know, Greg Miller, and like, he's going against everyone. And Rocco,
bunch of the Funhouse guys.
Like, he fucking killed it. Dude, and was doing so good.
He got a bullet bill and then just like came out of nowhere right into first place.
First place, and he is like this, first,
riding
in. First, second. And then it says he got second. I don't know how that happened. I think there's a conspiracy because Rocco fucking won.
Shit was broken. Look, I'm gonna keep it 100 here.
Keep it.
We did our little appearance on stage. We were supposed to come out to music. The music didn't work.
Didn't play that.
We had like an exit cue that didn't work.
Gavin didn't come out.
And then when I played Mario Kart and crossed the line at first place, it said second. So we had glitches. There must have been rampant glitches the whole night.
Hey, you know what?
You know, broken equipment, broken electronics here, you know, whatever. That's not my problem. Somebody's, and I'm sorry to those affected, namely me.
The live show went off without a hitch, but... to the unfair credit of, I think, some of the people on stage. We've had, you know, tamperings in the past with you guys.
Yeah.
Remember the stuttering Craig?
Well, Craig was
and
there,
he was on
yeah.
From
he was
formerly
on
Screw Attack, yeah. Now of, I don't know, Butt Attack or whatever.
Yeah.
You know, we've had problems with him spitting moisture into the air. I don't know if there was some
you know,
hacking involved with spitting of water into the Switch console.
Wow.
But you were clearly in first, right through to
what
the finish
character?
Line.
Mario. Classic.
It's called Mario Kart.
Mario. Exactly. Oh, God.
Yeah.
Total BS. But we still had a good time. You know, we're not part of the... We were the only people there not part of the Let's Play network or the Rooster Teeth network. So we got
to spit
some truth. We got to tell it like it was.
Yeah, I sure told them.
I showed everybody in the audience what Rooster Teeth was really interested in.
What was that? Do you have a...
I don't have it on me, but I don't. But I
can pull, I recreate it?
It was a great prop.
This is what they think of you. It took this long.
Hmm. Oh yeah, this is what they think of you.
No.
The RT community?
Wait,
No.
Almighty dollar.
Damn. That,
except I had a dollar. It wasn't
I only have a 20 because
awesome.
I'm rich.
That's like some Rage Against the Machine shit.
Yeah.
Damn.
Wow.
So I told him the truth. So
we showed him a video, a great video that
which
one? We'll just put this clip up, maybe.
Okay.
Well,
we did record it ourselves.
I thought I tried to look
during
up
the podcast or just on our own?
On our own.
Okay.
They streamed
We'll see.
They streamed the first half on something called Mixer.
Yeah.
And I tried to it's a wrestling promotion thing, I don't know. They're tied in with the WWE too, but it was only the first half.
Yeah, they told us backstage, they were like, don't worry, this will be all on Mixer. And then it was like, don't worry, they're streaming the first half.
Are they
it's
doing
like
a,
we come on in the second half.
Are they doing like a Tarantino Kill Bill thing? Where
I don't know.
Volume
probably.
2, like in February?
Maybe.
I saw some of the first half, but the Mixer website was easy to use. Yeah. I will give them that.
There you go. I did a thing on Mixer at E3. I did
cool.
Backseat Comics.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And with a bunch of comedians. That was crazy.
So overall, I think that the whole convention itself was great. I had so much fun hanging out. We hung out with Eric,
that was such a dream.
I miss Eric, honestly, like real talk. I miss Eric so much, and so it was great hanging out with him for the weekend. It was just a ton of fun. Ray and Tina hung out a lot. It was, I don't know, I just had a great time.
Didn't Garrett get into Riff Raff? What happened?
Oh,
yeah.
Riff Raff? The rapper? I've never gotten into him.
Hey, Garrett our dear friend, almost got arrested or kicked out yes, of the convention. Before it even starts.
You over-exaggerate.
No. I don't think I did. So we were in the room, and we had... It was the first day.
Was this the first day?
It was the first day before the con started. It was in the morning. And security was pretty... It was like you had metal detectors. Yeah. There was, you know, check your bags, that kind of stuff. No outside food or drinks. Whatever.
Yeah, so, you know, rules.
Rules, which Garrett fucking hates.
He likes to break, dude.
Garrett... We had an espresso machine in our room. So Garrett drinks two Nespressos.
Listen... I didn't know.
And then what? How many alpha brains did you take?
Well, it's a supplement.
It fucked me up when I took it.
For Sean, we did freak Sean up. He took an alpha brain and ran into a water fountain.
It is, and it fucks you up apparently. So he did that, and then he did something, some vitamins.
Well, I'll explain what accidentally happened.
Okay.
Accidentally.
With my supplements.
Okay.
But you can maybe get into what happened when we got to
what happened was Garrett wanted to sneak these snacks in, which is fine. I've been there. I've done that too.
Well, this convention,
killing my whole half of the story.
This convention center would not allow like food and drinks in, and I don't really understand that. I guess it was a safety thing. I guess people are killing each other with granola.
I'll just say, as an exhibitor... You're at the booth, especially an exhibitor who is there for attendees to come and meet
personalities. Yeah.
So you're there at the booth for what is that, a 10-hour day?
Yeah.
I gotta have some fucking almonds. I gotta have some Cheez-Its or a bag of whatever.
Skittles.
I'll buy some food in the convention center, sure, but I need some like snacks to get me through the day.
So I'll just tell us from my angle, and you can give me a story. That seems good. Okay. So Rockwell and I go through the metal detectors, and then Garrett all of a sudden is in a panic. He goes, I'll be right back. And then I'm going back to the room. Okay, that's fine. So then he leaves the building, and then I see him like outside for 2 seconds, and he comes back in like, oh, Garrett's not looking. Hey, Rockwell, let's wait for Garrett. He's going to be out in 2 seconds. And so Garrett's like... trying to get around people, and I'm like, oh, it's, hey Garrett, it's fine, we're right here, we're waiting, we have time, it's fine. And then Garrett he throws the stuff on this table and then like walks through the other metal detector that's not on, and the guy's like, sir, that one's not on, you're cutting the last people, you can't do that. And Garrett's like, well, I'm fucking late, hey.
And then so like I gotta get to work,
okay, whatever, fine. And so he's like behind this guy and he's freaking out, and then so like he finally like gets through, and then there's like a bin where they want to check your stuff, and he takes the bin like it's the airport and walks away, and like, sir, we only have one of those. We need that back.
They did.
And then Garrett's like, I will give it back.
They had more than one.
Whatever, they had two. I will give it back. And so like he like, goes to like put like his watch back on, and so they're like, and so there's pretty much no one else there but Garrett. And then
how am I cutting?
Three security, poor guy in front of you. Three security guards and the police officer who's there monitoring the whole situation. So then they're going, this guy is freaking out on something and he is acting very suspicious and he is not listening.
No,
and he's
did they say he's on something?
No, you're not on something. He's freaking out about something.
Rocco, like, you saw this as well.
Yeah, they're all going, sir, this guy's freaking out about something. they're all talking
amongst
themselves.
They're like talking like, hey, this guy. We gotta like.
This is fresh in the morning.
Yeah, this is fresh.
It's like 8 a.m.
This guy, we there's something going on with thing. This guy. So then Garrett like walks over there when he's done and throws his thing down. And then the police officer goes, sir, what's your name? I need to get your name. God. And then Garrett goes, never mind, no thank you. And then walks away. And the officer for a second wants to go follow him, but then he's like, it's fine. And then Garrett like walks like, let's go. And it's like, what the fuck just happened, Garrett?
That's how a boss handles business.
It was insane. It was like there was no
Rocco,
problem.
Were you worried for a second that maybe even my name would be attached to the badge? They could go, don't. This
no, I was gonna. I was gonna disconnect any chance
turn
of that.
It was, he stole that badge.
It was just you making a situation out of literally nothing.
Okay, and you're right about that. In retrospect, I felt horrible. I was embarrassed to go back through that security line.
Right.
What had happened was, at the hotel room, you're right, There was a Nespresso machine. And I like to have a cup of coffee in the morning.
Who doesn't?
Well, I was waiting around, kind of, I got up a little too early, so I had myself two cups of coffee. Oh. But I forget, Nespresso doesn't make coffee. It's like a cup of espresso.
Right.
So I had two of those on an empty stomach. Then I had also kind of like got my stuff that I normally take throughout the day, which is three vitamin B12 capsules, which is 3,000 milligrams of vitamin B12, which I usually take like at noon. And I was like, I don't want to carry these around in my pocket all day.
Yeah, that sounds like a burden.
And I forgot I got some Alpha Brain left over here in my little kit, my shave kit. Let me pull this stuff out. Okay, oh, two of these, three
of
these.
You're like a junior high kid who dies from drinking five monsters.
And then, you know, I washed the two Alpha Brain capsules, three B12 capsules down with an espresso, not really thinking about it, just thinking like, oh, yeah, we're going to do this interview thing, then we're going to get lunch. Well, yeah, by the time we got down into that kind of walkway,
right.
I was vibrating and didn't really notice it.
Uh-huh.
Full, like, can't, you know, trying to, you know, oh, stay calm, but like, I have to sneak all these snacks in. Oh my God, I forgot they're in my backpack. Oh, this is the bag check line. Hold on. And that's when I said, I'm going to run back to the room, put my glasses away.
Okay.
But I just went behind the wall
right.
and shoved like Skittles and some, you know, healthy nut snacks. And I think, Rocco, you enjoyed those healthy snacks I brought in.
I enjoyed the snacks too.
So you got to bring the snacks in. I had jammed everything in the pockets real quick. But I didn't think you guys were waiting for me because we were already running late for some press thing.
Right.
And that was like making my heart beat even faster because I'm like, oh, fuck, I'm late. You know, you get that late feeling.
Yeah, the anxiety.
I was tunnel vision, couldn't even see you guys waiting 10 feet away.
Right.
This whole interaction, I didn't know you guys were there. Well, you're speaking to me and then I'm just like, look, I'm already like acting like a dick. Because, yeah, there was a couple there that were kind of going through and they were like, got there at the same time as me, and I was like, oh, I'm so sorry. I'm with my friends, and I just forgot whatever. And they were like, okay. They said it was okay to go
sure,
through.
Sure, sure.
But, I mean, how embarrassing for them to have to see this. Because, yeah, I have a problem with the fucking security guards and opening the pouches to my fanny pack without asking me. Like, get open where my wallet is. They're supposed to ask you,
they're
like,
supposed to ask.
Can I open
they're
this? Like, okay.
Yeah, yeah, but they didn't do that, huh?
No. But anyway, no excuse for my behavior.
Yeah.
They definitely perceived it as weird, probably because I'm like nervous and paranoid because it's like 7 in the morning. I'm vibrating from overstimulated uppers. And now I've got like pockets of my cargo shorts full of like snacks and treats. But I got it all in. I almost dropped my inhaler. I did try to take the tray to put my belt back on.
It was so funny that all of that was over Skittles.
And I didn't I didn't notice that was a police officer standing. You guys were saying that. And I'm like, no, that's totally not true. Later that day when we walked back, like I think going to the bathroom, I started looking closer. And yeah, every station where there was a metal detector, there was a real police officer.
Right.
That was overseeing the operation. So
I want to just actually point this out too. So we mentioned RTX, the convention center, wouldn't allow outside food or drinks. Now, people jumped on that. A lot of people were upset about that this year. But this is something that's interesting. Is, you know, we're exhibitors at a lot of these conventions. We have a booth. And so I get a lot of the paperwork that comes with that. I get contacted by the convention center. A lot of stuff that the average attendee maybe doesn't do, or, you know, stuff they don't read. I read the fine print. I always do. And what's funny is almost every convention center has a rule about no outside food or drink. Like,
right.
That is a thing on the books of, I bet, almost every convention anyone watching this goes to. San Diego Comic-Con, PAX, you name it, there's a thing that's like, remember, you can't have food from outside. And the difference is that no one enforces this. Like, it isn't in their best interest as at an employee level to do it. But RTX did because security, it was security. It wasn't like Bernie was at the door going, it wasn't that. It was security having a concern about it.
Yeah.
And they did let people bring snacks through. Ultimately, some things they would
and
let
also,
in.
And also, like, if you brought, like, a water bottle that was empty, they had, like, 1,000 stations where you could fill it up.
Yeah.
You know, like, they had it, like...
And I heard it, you know, like all protocols, it gets very lax by the third day, fourth day.
Yeah.
I brought my coffee in towards the end of the weekend. Walked in with my morning coffee.
Same here. I did too.
But at the first day, that was like definite fucking no-go.
But I was going to say, though, I just have never really understood why that's even in there in the first place. Because, I mean, Comic-Con, you are working the longest days ever. To say no food or drinks in there is like, and given the food that's available in there is like a death sentence.
$17.
Like there's barely anything available and it's all so expensive. This seems
my theory dodgy. On this with Comic-Con, because RTX isn't really the same
thing. Yeah.
Or E3 or whatever, sure. Is that when you have like, Marvel's here. Marvel is going to pay for their booth. And they're going to pay for the catering
that
they're just going to provide.
Yeah.
When it's a little 10x10 shitty booth like us, they don't really care a fuck. But they don't want those like companies with the billions of dollars to get away with it. They're like, no.
To bring in Pizza Hut or something.
Yeah, you need to get... I honestly believe it's not for us. It's for like the bigger...
Yeah, I'm sure you're right. They want people to get... If you're a big group or a big whatever, to get catering from the convention center.
Yeah.
Because it would honestly not really behoove them to even allow such a giant food operation.
Right. And it's not like those, again, Marvel, another example of them, but it's not like they are going to the food court.
Yeah.
They're not. They're getting a whole other menu that we don't have access to.
Right. So I'm sure that's why it's in place. But they should get rid of that rule, and that way Marvel can... Can you imagine if Marvel had, like, just In-N-Out at their booth?
Yeah.
Well, a lot of those companies do cater... just those employees that work, they take an order and someone goes out and like basically brings that back in.
Anyways.
Remember we did that? I got to word this carefully.
Mm.
I word this really carefully.
What we do.
But we did that once the first year we did Comic-Con. We did a McDonald's catering at our booth. You remember that? Someone picked up McDonald's en masse for the whole booth. Wow. And it was like, whoa.
Super nice.
I didn't even know what it would cost. So I gave them a bunch of cash and they came back. And I tallied it. Remember, and I tallied it all up, and it was like, it's not even near. Can I get change? And they were like, driver's tax. You remember that?
I do.
Bam.
I do remember
the
that.
The early days of Comic-Con.
And I was like, I got a dollar burger for, even if it was 50 people, it's not, it's 10. You know, I think it were like 8 to 10 people there. And I had to argue for my money back. So don't do that. Don't
do that.
Yeah.
But again, so I think overall RTX was a great, 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 great time.
I didn't get in trouble after all.
You did not get in trouble. It was awesome. As I said, we hung out with Ray and Tina, which was a ton of fun.
A lot of time to hang out with Eric, which was
hanging
cool.
Hanging out with Eric. It was just, you know, like I feel like we have a whole nother like world of friends over there that we only get to see. And now that they're so... I guess big that we don't see them anymore.
We used to like fly out to Comic Con, PAX,
even Barbara. We'd hang out with them all the time. Yeah. Now it's like I see them for 5 minutes maybe at RTX because they're so fucking busy.
I saw the majority of like my OG Rooster Teeth friends in the wings behind stage during that Let's Play Live thing.
Yeah, I saw them there. In terms of who else I see from Rooster Teeth throughout the year, again, they used to be at every con, every PAX, every whatever. And that's not the case anymore. But, I see a lot of them at E3 when I go now. I always see Gus there. I always see. So I still see them.
I don't think I ran into Gus at all.
Yeah.
But I know those guys are super busy. We hung out with Jordan and Holly a lot, too. Jordan, our buddy from animation, came with us a few times.
But, yeah, I think overall it was great. Shit, is there anything else to talk about RTX?
I keep thinking there's some other extreme thing that happened there, but
we'll jump back to it if... Yeah, we find out.
I mean, the booth was popping. You know,
yeah,
it was the hottest place on the show floor.
Everyone said that.
Everyone did say that.
Literally everyone.
It was
tech success.
Everyone who had a mug of refillable soda unlimited. Your booth is the shit.
It's funny. This is the one convention where you can buy a mug for like $25 or whatever, and it is there's a big fucking wagon of like. Crazy
Dude, there's like
customized
five of them.
Sodas.
They're all
you
over.
You can get refills the entire day of soda, which the first time I saw that, I thought like, oh, that's kind of cool. I mean, that's a lot of soda, whatever. And now that I've straight up stopped drinking soda.
We start asking people like, hey, man, pretty good. You know, you get your money's worth. How many glasses you had today? Oh, I've had 10. You've had 10 glasses of soda today?
Soda? Like,
Wow.
That's fucked up. That's,
dude, Texas is another world.
It is.
Another world.
And you know what? There is a phenomenon that I noticed with Texas. Every guy wears the same outfit, and it is weird to me. They wear like white or tan khaki cargo shorts, and then they have a shirt, and it's an RTX, so mostly Rooster Teeth, but maybe like Texas print. Longhorns, whatever, and then a super bent hat.
Oh, yeah.
And that is the look for every person. It's like, it's a uniform. It's crazy.
That's the blend in, don't make any waves, you know, that's the
yes. And maybe I'm the crazy one. I think I'm seeing this and it's not true, but I
do you remember the first time we went to Austin, every girl had the same haircut?
Yeah, they did.
It was the Skrillex.
The Skrillex haircut.
We're happy with shape. I mean, that was like every girl we talked to. It was like, this is fucking weird. Like, what is happening? But trends happen like that, because I know at one point everyone I knew in LA had purple hair, so
yeah.
Shit happens. Hey,
it's changing.
Real quick, wanted to pause for a moment to tell you about shop.mega64.com. Have you been to that site? I bet I have, and let me tell you, I saw things I wish I hadn't. That's right, things that were sold out. I wish I had gotten them when they were sold in. That's a term. And go look for yourself. I'm sure you'll find something you love. In fact, if you're watching this on Twitch, Sean, you might want to cut this out Tuesday. Mm-hmm. Everyone watching this live, tonight is the last night to pre-order the sick shirt. The sick shirt is going away tonight. This was a special item. We didn't have it in stock before because for a long time. This was one of our biggest hit shirts ever years ago.
Yeah.
But it was actually so costly to make the shirt because it's on an even softer material. And the graphic is custom fit to every size and all that stuff.
Hell yeah.
It was actually too costly to produce, so we stopped. But now, due to our pre-order system, which we didn't have before, we can adjust it to where it's at a price that we can afford to do it. People are happy, and you're going to be so impressed by it if
Bring
you get
it back.
One. Everyone who has one, they already love it from years ago. The new ones, they're going to be perfect. So get one tonight. shop.mega64.com. Now this part you're gonna want to leave in.
I'm leaving it all in.
I wanted to let everyone know that this Friday, August, is it 17th? 17th? Friday, August 17th?
Yeah.
Is going to be we're gonna put up a couple items on our online store. We will be releasing the Gunslinger shirt.
Oh,
brand new shirt. One of Derek's designs, he's not here, otherwise he'd tell you about it. But the Gunslinger shirt is going on sale this Friday, along with the 64 soft hat.
Let me get one.
Our new black dad hat that we had. It was available at the past summer cons. Those will be on sale at shop.mega64.com Friday the 17th.
17th,
I believe
yeah.
the 17th.
Good
so
stuff.
Be sure to check
that
those out.
Cool for back to school.
And last but not least, our Patreon, patreon.com/mega64. We debuted yesterday the items that are going to be on, that are a part of our fall 2018 gift package.
Those look so cool.
And those items, we've got a 200-piece puzzle, the Versus puzzle, which
That's
has
200?
Some of the coolest artwork. It will be.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
It will be, yeah.
I was worried the photo is like, oh, man, it doesn't look like that many
No, I wrote that if you read the update.
Okay, great. 200 is fucking good.
The thing was,
good.
We couldn't find a template that made it look.
I hear you. I hear
yeah.
you.
Give you the idea.
So a 200-piece puzzle with artwork from one of our most beloved past videos. I think you'll really like it. Check that out. But also the 64 Elite Fanny Pack. We've never done a fanny pack
never.
Before. And this one, oh, the color scheme and all that stuff. You put all your puzzle pieces in there, walk around the beach, look like a badass.
Yeah. Smart. Skittles and you should peanuts put your convention. Puzzle in your fanny pack and walk around.
No.
And when you're bored, I know what to do now. I'm not playing on my smartphone. You just
play with my puzzle. But if you put that fanny pack through security checkpoint, they better ask you if they can open the zipper.
There you go. Yeah. That's important.
The puzzle, some people have asked, the puzzle is 11 by 16. It's about...
Oh, cool.
Yeah, so it's pretty good.
Frame anyway, that shit when you're done. Hell
it's
yeah.
all that and everything else. There'll be a bunch of other stuff, too. So go to patreon.com/mega64 and get in by Wednesday. I believe it's Wednesday night. Wednesday night, get in by then. Wednesday, August 15th, get in by then to get the gift.
Hell yeah.
Anyway, okay, so we already talked about RTX. I don't really.
We released two new Flame War theaters.
Boom.
Yeah, since the last, because we didn't do a podcast.
No,
we
are in Texas.
Yeah, that's
RTX.
Right.
I was still here holding down the fort doing my show Last Game Standing, but talking about Flame War Theater, the weekly series. Damn, Mario Monks. Every single time we put out a Flame War Theater, everyone's like, this is the best one. Mario Monks, I think, the original post, Derek as the Mario Monks, we are laughing about you.
Yeah.
Yoi Monkeys, the Donkey Kong fuckers.
Yeah.
It is the greatest first post I've ever seen.
Wanting to fuck the princess?
Maybe perhaps you want to fuck the princess.
That's a great.
Yeah.
There's so many good lines.
Mario Monks is phenomenal. Is that the one where. Did you bring this one?
I was the detective.
Oh, my God.
Don't listen to the monk.
I was dying laughing at Garrett in the fucking detective outfit. And then Rocco. May Mario bless you on September
30th. Turning that phrase into the
blessing,
so cool.
Again, just trying to make it like a Catholic sermon.
Yeah.
May Mario, Mario bless you.
I mean, I don't want to toot my own horn, but I will. I nailed the Adam Sandler, Billy Madison.
Oh, yeah.
Kevin kept playing that on loop so I would really get it right.
That, like, again, when I find look for these topics, the Mario Monks one, that is such a shit show of a topic. If you want to find, take a look at the original like news group. It's on the description. There's like 50 posts in there, and I go in there like Garrett's detective character. I just try to find the best quotes and then compile it into a script. I saw that Adam Sandler in parentheses and was like, holy shit.
What?
Billy Madison's one of my favorite movies.
I love Billy Madison.
And I'm so happy we finally got a Billy Madison reference on Omega.
I mean, that was from like 96. Yeah, that movie was brand new.
That's what's great, is that is a contemporary pop culture reference in this N64 thread.
Yeah.
We played like the Billy Madison clip over and over again. One thing that tripped me out, can you imagine back then if you wanted to like, oh, remember that scene from Adam Sandler? You would have to pop in the VHS and watch that shit. We were able to pull
make
that
sure
up on
you got
YouTube.
It right.
Yeah.
Kevin just had that. It was on YouTube already, a synchronized clip of just that sound. So he kept playing it so I could try to get it right.
The other duality I love is, first, he quote, well, in the kid's signature, he quotes Mr. Kirk, his ninth grade's English teacher.
So, yeah. What a dork.
And then a separate thread, he quotes Adam Sandler. So I just love that they paired it up. And again, with Flame War Theater, like, this is an argument that existed before N64 was even out.
Mm-hmm.
Like, holy shit.
They call it the Ultra 64,
yeah,
right?
So Mario Monks, that one's great. And then the most recent one we did was, the timing couldn't have been more perfect. It was Sonic for Brawl. We had already shot this. We shot it last Monday. And then I think it was like Wednesday, the big Smash Brothers Nintendo Direct came out. I didn't realize that was happening this week.
Yeah,
so
me
like,
neither.
Oh, shit. Okay, perfect. And like there was all these character announcements. And then on Friday, we tossed our grenade, which was, hey, guess what? Sonic. And that was great because I feel like I really like casting Derek doing these big monologues because, like, Derek is so good as a heel. But Derek was out this week, so I was able to give Rocco this crazy character. And, like, Rocco is excellent in this as, like,
Ben Franklin.
It's like Citizen Kane at the
end. Yeah.
So good.
Yeah, it was like Scrooge or, like, whatever, Darkest Hour or whatever.
Yeah,
Gary Winston
Oldman,
Churchill.
Yeah. We will fight them on the beaches.
A little bit of both, I
guess. Yeah, that. What a
the way it ends.
Both Mario Monks and this one were great because they were such like shit, like trolling shit posters where it was just like, who the fuck is who cares about Eevee? And what was going on in Smash Brothers? But this person was like, had to be a kid. The thing that's the ratio, someone would reply and this kid would write two responses.
Yeah.
So the topic was six pages and Rocco's character has like 100 posts. So I was just picking the best ones. But yeah, Flame War Theater.
Brian with the ever changing.
Accents.
from total left side of the field to the right side of the field.
We're getting looser. Well, I mean, like, we're doing it every week and we just want to make it fun for us, so we're getting looser with our character choices. Again, just let Garrett do whatever he wants.
I was going for like a subtle liquid snake.
Hell yeah.
Oh, I think people got that.
Yeah. Everything but saying brother at the end of it.
Yeah, I think people got what you were doing.
And then what was your character inspired by in this
I was trying to be Wormtongue from
Lord of the Rings. When you were editing, I looked and I was like, it's Slimy Guy from Lord of the Rings. Wormtongue,
exactly
right?
That's going for.
With the wig off to the side and everything.
Because my logic was, he was not a moderator, but he kept calling things out as if he was a moderator.
Right. One of my favorite
tropes.
And this was something that was everywhere on like Newgrounds, the forum I hung out as like a kid. But yeah, the backseat modder. When people would get into arguments, violation of rule number 6, no links to this. Like people just doing that, like who gives a fuck? And, but yeah, the backseat modder.
And Lord of the Rings, like he would always like whisper things into like the king, like you should do this, whatever. And so like I saw like that guy was like, he's doing the same thing, trying to get some modder to be on his side. So I.
But yeah, I mean, good point. Like, how could you have Sonic and Brawl? I don't think that would work. So. You know, he can only run.
He only runs.
Good point.
He only runs. It's a good thing they never did it.
Yeah, fuck. One thing I want to say, that last one was submitted to me on Twitter by a guy named Nut Husky, a furry. Thank you very much.
Shout out.
Mad love to all the furries. I want to say, you can keep submitting threads, topics to us. My Twitter is Frank Howley or Frank at Mega64.com. Let me give you a little tip. The older the thread is, the funnier it is. I don't want any Overwatch or PS4 shit.
No.
Thank you to anyone submitting. I get it. But, like, we're not doing anything contemporary. That's not funny. The older you go, the funnier it is. So have fun on Google. Dig around deep. But, yeah, feel free to send stuff in.
You got your eyes on some new stuff for next week?
Like, I'm so busy, but, like...
Don't spoil anything.
I mean, honestly, like, this will help anyone finding it. Google has an archive of all the news groups from the 90s. Yeah. So if you go to, like, groups.google.com, you can just type in shit and, like, pull up every... I even found, like, a topic that was SNES versus, Sega Genesis in, like, 1989 or something like that.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. But there's
the
bad thing is, in the late 80s, super early 90s, it was only, like, adults on the internet.
Yeah.
Mid-90s is when you had AOL. When kids started getting those discs.
I got the disc, and I was like, oh, fuck, I can go on the internet now.
But, look for Game Boy Color versus SNK Color.
Oh, man. There's a lot of topics you want to dig into, but there's some little tips. Have fun. You know, do my
homework for
you mean Neo Geo Pocket Color?
Neo Geo Pocket Color.
Man, I love that thing. I got that in, like, I was in, like, 10th grade. Yeah, somewhere. That thing was awesome because not only did it visually, all the games had this cute visual style, better than a Game Boy Color, a little better
backlit LED screen.
But man, it had the most satisfying. It didn't have a D-pad; it had a stick.
Wow!
But it was a clicky stick. Mm-hmm. It was like it was so satisfying for fighting games.
Mm.
And I had like SNK versus Capcom Match of the Millennium or something like that as a portable. And everyone was done in super deformed style. It had Gal Fighters. It was awesome, and I played the shit out of it. I loved the Neo Geo Pocket
Color. I still kick myself not picking one up at Fry's. It was
It
was a Game Boy Color or the Pocket Fighter.
I think that's where I might have got mine.
Pocket Fighter and Neo Geo Color. And I went with Game Boy and like Yoda Stories and Pokemon Yellow.
I still have like vivid memories of going into Fry's and seeing a bunch of unsold like Perfect Dark 64s like, you know, in the box, and like they're on clearance, and it's like, whatever, I got PS2 now. And it's like,
Fry's was the shit.
I wish I could time travel.
Well, it still has imports.
It was Incredible Universe back then, right? And now it's Fry's.
I mean, it really is Incredible.
Fucking rules.
Speaking of game stuff like that and past game stuff, did you guys see that big emulation site got taken down?
Dude, I'm fucking pissed.
What was it called?
MU Paradise.
MU Paradise.
But they didn't touch my favorite, coolroms.com.
That's still up?
Yeah. I just like it's the best name. But MU Paradise. But it's been fascinating because it sparked this like debate on the internet of hey, I mean, I get into this all the time, too, because like I teach a film class, and kids want to watch movies that aren't on Netflix, so I just download it, I torrent it for them, and I give it to them. Because it's like, hey, you need to fucking watch this movie so you can make your movie. Like, so I'm kind of in favor of all this, but
A lot of these games are never going to get released again. They existed, and you're not making money off it. You don't care. So I don't really get the... If it's like the new game, whatever it may be, you know, like that sucks.
Yeah.
If Spider-Man on PS4 all of a sudden is on the internet to be downloaded, fuck that. Yeah. But it's like with a Pizza Fighter for the Super Nintendo. It's like, what the fuck? Like, no one cares about this game.
Well,
like, why do you care?
The thing is, it may cause legal precedent if something comes out that the company is aware of it but is not doing anything, then that can come back to bite them later when, like, if there's some major piracy issue that is a problem or some copyright thing, they could use a legal precedent. Hey, we have proof you knew about MU Paradise or whatever it is, and you did nothing. So that's precedent.
Hmm.
That's the only reason I can see them really caring. You know, like, honestly, that's the only thing I would give them as wiggle room. But what is so sad is, you know, with movies, there was a time in the early 2000s, I torrented tons of shit because you couldn't get it. It was not available. If I wanted to watch the Wonder Years TV show, Tough luck. Well, guess what? I'm downloading it.
We'll still try to watch Evangelion in the United States.
Well, okay, so that's the one thing that I actively tell people, pirate it. It's better. It's the only way to go. Yeah. But other than that, a lot of film, a lot of stuff is available for the most part. I mean, there's things that through the cracks, definitely. Yeah. But by and large, piracy on the movie scale, you know, it's not really so necessary.
Because even like back in the old days, but you couldn't get it or whatever. But now it's like iTunes probably has it, and you could spend the $2 to rent it if you really want to see it.
But with games, like 99% of game history isn't available right now. Like it's completely mind-boggling.
There's no easy way to play Jet Set Radio Future. Like, you need an original Xbox. Yeah. And, like, that's it. Like,
seriously, right now, and someone was pointing out, it's like, you know, even Nintendo, who was behind this, has come out and said, you know, we put all these games on Virtual Console, get them there, and da-da-da-da-da. And it's like, well, there's... like, just using the Super Nintendo as an example, someone online said this, that there were 700 games for it.
Yeah.
170 came to Virtual Console on the Wii. That's gone. That's been taken down.
Right.
So the Wii U is still around, but that didn't get all 170. It got 100, maybe?
Oh, no.
So again, like, you know what I mean? It's like the vast majority of gaming history,
right,
we don't have. Dude. It's like emulation is the option, you know? And it's crazy to think about.
They know that. They know. I just don't get why they care. I know what you're saying, but like, how can you prove that they knew just... You know, I
think it's like what we were talking about like a few weeks ago about like the Disney shirts. Is like Disney is a massive company. They can't go after everyone. Every once in a while they have to raise a stink and shut something down. Hey, just watch it.
Yeah, totally. So Disney lets a lot of things go.
So I think this is the same case of like that, they know they can't deal with it. But every now and then, hey, just snip one thing. But then it's like a chimera, more heads will come.
And you say, Sean, how could they get them? How could they? How would anyone prove that they knew about da-da-da-da-da, whatever? I mean, people said Viacom, you know, Viacom... They, at one point, had a lawsuit against YouTube because users were putting up Viacom-owned shows like MTV and VH1.
And, Comedy Central.
And it was, you know, and people said that was stupid, too, at that time. But it came out later that they found they had proof employees were uploading clips of their own shows they worked on to YouTube.
For their reels.
And people found that because of like logins at libraries and like stuff like that. So, I mean, people could find out anything when you're
a
company that big, you know, so you never know. You never know. So I don't know.
Cyber police.
It makes me sad though. Cause again, it doesn't, you know, maybe I think everyone's got to work together on this. You know, you shouldn't be pirating. Like, Mario 64 was one that I saw that was used as a thumbnail for a lot of the articles here.
Right.
Mario 64, you can legally get on 1,000 systems. You shouldn't be doing that.
Right.
But, like, Holy Diver was that Dio... Like, Dio made an NES game. You couldn't find that. Yeah, no one cares that's there. Food Fight on NES. Like, what are you going to... You know what I mean? Like...
Right.
It's good for collectors. You know, we're collectors ourselves. We got retro hardware.
Yeah.
And our good friend Pat the NES Punk, he's... fortune is probably skyrocketing now. He's got all 800 original NES games.
You know, I just feel like with the NES Classic, they put like the best ones on there, or what they thought would be the best ones.
I just picked that up,
And I guess it probably would be a fucking hell for them to put every game they've ever released, because all the licensing and all that shit, I don't know.
That's why you gotta do that hack.
Yeah. If they were able to sell it for $100 more, it was literally every game. That's not...
Here, I think that there's always going to be a black market for the stuff. Yeah. I know I've got all 800 and my Nesticle emulator on a floppy or a hard drive somewhere.
Hell
I got MAME with like 8,000 ROMs.
I've got a build of one of my PSPs that has like Genesis on down on it, you know. But if you don't have that... There's always going to be a black market like Etsy and eBay, small timers that'll sell you a little MAME set up on Raspberry Pi that's got everything in it.
I don't support that.
But you'll always be able to find these guys, especially if it's not just, you know, a tutorial online and the site to go to and download it like there used to be maybe 4 months ago.
Sure.
You know?
Well,
if you want that stuff, you can find it.
It's all tricky. It's, you know, the man will get you.
I will say, I remember being a kid in the 90s downloading like an SNES ROM, and it would take like all day. Now, through like Mega Upload or whatever, you can click one button, get every ROM in like 5 minutes. You know, minutes.
Don't say locations.
I'm proud to emulate.
Too many ads. Too many ads on Mega Upload.
I would never do that. I'm just saying that it's out there. Mm-hmm. So,
there's a Nintendo game I legally bought this week.
What?
They put the WarioWare collection.
On 3DS.
On 3DS.
How is that?
It's awesome. If you're into WarioWare or you have been, it's super awesome. It's the best. It's the compilation of all of it. It's all there.
Let me ask you, because this is why I didn't get it. Not on the Switch. I want to play it at home. I don't want to play it.
I do think that's kind of a mistake.
Yeah, okay, because you played it now. Why the fuck is it not on Switch?
And it's funny, too, in a simple answer, they want to keep the 3DS alive. There's a billion 3DSs out there, so it benefits them to, like, give it some life support. So they're porting a lot of old games to it. Minimal effort kind of stuff.
Two screens already, it's got them.
Yeah, exactly, and that's how a lot of them were played. But, I can't deny it. It would be a lot nicer to have it on there, and you could play it on whatever.
Dude, put that shit on Xbox.
Yeah, there you go.
There you go.
But anyway, it's really cool. It's got a lot of voice acted cutscenes. It doesn't need those.
Oh my god!
I know there were kind of little scenes in the old ones too, but Wario is fully voice acted, talking.
Wow!
Who'd they get?
Is it Charles Martinet?
I think it is.
Oh, wow.
Really?
I think it is
Charles.
But he's talking the whole time. I should have done. Wow. It's like, nah, I'm good.
I
skip
love
this.
Cutscenes where it's just and it's the whole like Zelda.
So there were little scenes in the past one. I think this one they're a little more front loaded. Like after a while, it was no big thing.
Yeah.
But but it's fun. And it breaks down each category. So, like, you're going to compete in this arena over here, and it's the mashing category. And it's all, like, Game Boy Advance and GameCube. It's going to be A button and D-pad stuff. Okay. And then this other arena is, like, touch stuff. So it's going to... Oh, I'm going to have to, like, rub the screen or touch the screen. Oh, yeah. And then the third category is twist. So it's going to be, like, twisting like a steering wheel or, like, a, you know, whatever. So
it's more fun when you don't know what you're going to get. When it's the roulette, it's just you don't know.
I think there's modes like that, but it's just like single player story is kind of played that way.
Wow.
Do they got like pass it mode?
What's that?
I don't think so. Like a bop it mode?
Nothing was better back in the old days of sitting in my dad's house after filming version one, I guess, playing WarioWare, and like it was like the. You gotta pass the wave bird and like throw it across the room to the person trying to like get it and like get the thing and throw
was,
it back.
That was so much fun.
Hell yeah.
That was cool. So fucking great.
Good hardware, that wave bird.
Yeah, that wave bird ruled.
Damn.
I got a game for the Switch. It's not, I think it was on the Wii originally, called Go Vacation. And it's like a, it's just a series. It kind of looks like Wii Sports Resort kind of thing. But it's like, what sold me on it, honestly, was like, I was watching the little thing for it, and it was like, oh, you can surf in this game? Like, skateboard in this game? Oh, you can, like, it's just like, there's like everything. There's like a bajillion little mini games. They're all so fucking easy that it's kind of like, it's great for like my kids.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't recommend it for anyone watching this or whatever, but like, it's out there. I don't know really why they put it on the Switch, because it was a Wii game, but you know, like, honestly, like, it's a great little world to get lost in. So check it out if you got kids and you want to try out.
They just put Dark Souls on Switch like a month or two ago. You should get that for your kids.
Yeah, they'd probably dig that.
You know what I was thinking, though? While I was playing this game, I'm going around this whole resort on my skateboard, and it's like rails you can grind just to get to different mini games.
Oh, it's just fun.
It's fun. And I felt like, there should be another skateboarding game. Like, what? Is there a new... Like, what?
They announced that one, right?
The one that was Kickstarter, I think it's called, like, Session.
Yeah.
So I'm looking forward to that because they're basically picking up where Skate left off. I don't know, man. That's why I think this Friday I'm going to play Aggressive Inline on PS2
on my stream. Yeah.
I love skate games.
I was at Big Five today buying rollerblades.
Were you really?
Not for me, for my girlfriend.
Dude.
Really? I got my hockey skates from back in the day.
You're going to skate?
Yeah, that's what I talked about. In San Diego, there's a place called Skate World. My friend invited me out to it. I'd never gone rollerblading before, but this girl invited me.
Gonna skate it up, bro.
I went out rollerblading for the first time. It was so fun.
Rollerblading's fun.
It was a good workout. It was like a dance club. It was fun.
Yeah, it was a great time. When I was a kid, I used to go to Aquarius down here.
I used to go to Roller Skate Land.
We're gonna start a gang of bladers.
I'll join if you don't.
All right, we're in.
It's coming
inclusive.
Back.
I got mine.
Dude, hell yeah! We should also play Skitchin on Genesis.
Okay.
Cool as hell.
Fuck yeah. Cool. You play anything?
It's weird. I was kind of inspired by. We went to that Let's Play Live thing, and I was like, these motherfuckers are still playing GTA Online.
Yeah.
So I put that in, and it needed like a 17-hour download. So I just played story mode. But I was playing GTA 5 story mode again.
Grand Theft Auto has a story mode? It's like an old school. You know,
I was playing a little bit of that this afternoon, having fun, and then I was doing more Metal Gear 5 over the weekend because they added Quiet into FOB missions.
Oh yeah,
I was trying some more of that, doing some more end game stuff, but yeah, nothing new.
I've been forced to play Half-Life Blue Shift because it keeps winning on my stream every single week.
It's a fun game to watch.
You know, it's like playing a new Half-Life. I really like it. I haven't played it yet, but I got a review code for Phantom Doctrine. So what this is, the easiest way to describe it, it's a Cold War XCOM. So like isometric PC strategy game. It's coming out to PS4 and Xbox also, but it's a PC like XCOM turn-based strategy game. But it's like 80s Cold War Soviet spy shit. Like, yes. Especially after seeing Mission Impossible, I am so excited to play it.
Goodbye, comrade.
Polish developers, like, if I have time, I'm hoping to stream that this Friday, too. But Phantom Doctrine, I've been looking forward to it. It's only $40, I think.
Very cool.
Or cheaper, but that game looks awesome. So that's what I'm going to put my free time into.
I finally, speaking of, like, getting caught by a bug on our RTX trip.
Yeah.
On the flight, I have, you know, I bring the Switch on every flight. And I was like, you know what? I'm still playing through that Zelda DLC from last year. I'm gonna hop back into that. And I was nearly at the end. And once I started going, I'm like, oh, shit. I got to just beat this. So I finally did. I completely beat the second batch of DLC.
Fuck yeah.
And I now have the motorcycle.
So much fun. So much fun, right?
Oh, I saw your Instagram.
So I have to say, that DLC was so worth every penny of the 20. It was $20, and you got two packs. I didn't even beat the first pack of stuff.
Dude, Nintendo's pretty good with the DLC.
Yeah, but that second pack alone would have been worth the 20. I've been playing it since last year, off and on. But, there was so much to do. And the way it all paid off was so entertaining.
I was waiting so hard for someone I know to beat this fucking DLC.
Yeah.
I did it, and I was like, that was incredible. And literally no one else I know beat it.
I don't know anyone else that beat it, too.
And so I was
I didn't get it.
When you told me this, I'm like, oh, thank God, please just fucking beat this thing. So I can talk to someone about this. It was so fucking great. And the motorcycle rules.
It's a good feeling.
Yeah.
But there was a moment in this... I haven't had this in a very long time. There's a moment in the DLC where me and Emma Beckett are watching, and I go, "No way! Oh shit! No!
Yeah!
No!
Me
like,
too.
We were like still
wow.
like
Rocco's not
yeah. Oh, me it too. So cool. It was the most classic kind of Nintendo moment. I really can't go into it that much.
Sounds
but
like
there's something M-Night. There's something from a past Nintendo game that always blew me away, and they did it. They did it again in this one. I was like. Wow, 30 years later, you got me again. Thank you.
Yeah,
so anyway, it was really good.
Anyways, honestly, that's my favorite game of all time. So,
wow, Breath of the Wild.
That you would still say is your number one game.
Still up there.
It's in my top 10 for sure. For sure.
My favorite game.
Here's the thing. I beat it, and now I'm like, I need more shit to do. I got the motorcycle. But you know what? I didn't beat all the dungeons. I never
so
did
lucky.
That. So now I'm just going to go to those.
I guess I could get all those fucking seeds. I've done literally everything else in that game. I've like tried like what else can I possibly do? There's nothing. I did it, and I just feel so bummed that I can't go back to that.
Aren't
world.
There like time trials of stuff to like get first place on in certain?
Did it.
Wow.
I did it. There was the master mode.
Yeah.
But that's starting from square one all over again, and it's like, oh, I've spent so... I don't know how to do
that.
You
got all the costumes?
Yeah, and I maxed them out all the way.
Fuck,
all of the way they are maxed out to
you find every fairy fountain?
Yeah, oh yeah, there's four.
I love...
Easy peasy.
I know, but it's so... I love that part.
Oh, dude, hell yeah.
Ooh, they make some noises when they talk to you.
They make that noise that Obi-Wan makes in the new latest Blu-ray of Star Wars.
Yeah.
Ooh!
Yeah, it's exactly like that.
Breath of the Wild is great, but it needs more shit to do. The world feels so empty once you've done everything. Well, you've done everything.
Yeah,
I did.
Go to Metal Gear 5.
No. The real world feels empty once you've traveled to every place in it.
But this game got me into open world, and now I am so stoked for Red Dead 2.
Yes.
Oh,
I was going to say, I've never been a big Rockstar guy. I've
you
honestly.
Would like Red Dead.
I've never been into their stuff. This trailer for the new Red Dead gave me goosebumps. Like, I was like, oh my God.
Running a gang? That sounds sick.
I can't wait.
Yeah. I mean, Red Dead 1 is like one of my favorite games of that generation. Like, it's awesome.
Yeah.
It's
and so I should awesome. Say that too. I never gave that series the chance. It's awesome. Probably should have.
Spider-Man, doesn't it come out in September?
Spider-Man September?
Yeah.
What's this month? Is it Mario Party?
August.
What's some game I'm looking forward to?
I mean, for me, it was Phantom Doctrine. We Happy Few came out, and apparently that was a dud, the second relaunch of it. I haven't tried it out yet.
Hopefully the third time they'll get it.
I finally bought a PC version of PUBG, so.
Oh, wow.
Maybe after MGS, we'll start playing some PC.
We could party up.
Be the first to stream PUBG?
Steam. Yeah, no one's done it before. Some Steam games on the PPS.
Dude, you fucked me up. Well, I was streaming on Friday, and Garrett was in the other room downloading like a terabyte of Steam games. And
I didn't know you would. I'd been in the office for a while working on stuff, and I had some Steam stuff going because I was getting Quake up and running.
Hell yeah.
And I bought PUBG, and I was having that download. This is like a 17 gig download. And then Frank's like, why is the internet dragging? I'm trying to do Last Game Standing. I'm like, oh, shit, is it 6? Oh, I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. Yeah, as soon as we cut it out, it fixed your shit.
It fixed it.
Sorry, dude. But that show got uploaded, I saw, already on the Archives channel.
Yeah, we got Last Game Standing up on the PBS. We played Die Hard Trilogy, which gave me motion sickness. I played that game as a kid. I don't know. I must have been.
I remember that was a cool.
I got
fucking
motion
PS1
sickness
game.
Playing it. The graphics are so fucked up. Kevin kept putting in cheat codes that made the polygons ridiculous.
Oh my God!
You could spin that camera so fast, and it's such a like tight linear view.
We played a really janky ass game called Guts and Glory, which is like a physics racing game. That's goofy. I don't know. It was a weird stream, but that was fun. And then you and Brian doing PPS?
Yeah, on Wednesday, Kevin joined us for the Hind D fight of Metal Gear Solid.
How many hours?
Fuck, I think it took the whole show. And Kevin, you finally took down the Hind D. I don't know if we have Kevcam.
Kevin, be honest, were they doing Wesker shit again? Was it RE5 all
Kevin
over again?
Kevin oversaw it.
Really?
What's that mean?
Okay.
Well, they couldn't beat it.
We were fucking up. We couldn't beat it. Kevin had to come in.
Did you ignore Ryan's advice again?
No. Okay. Ryan was in the chat, but I don't know if he was giving...
He was useless this week?
He was not giving good advice.
Okay.
We finally all kind of realized, like, oh, this part of the reticule means that. That color means he's hiding. Oh, wait for this to explode, then walk around. We eventually all three put our heads together. We figured it out.
Well, that's good. Oh, okay, so speaking of gaming stuff, just real quick, going back to we brought up Smash Brothers. Did you guys see all the Smash Brothers stuff?
I did.
I don't know of any new stuff. I mean,
the big character stuff.
The Castlevania characters, Simon Belmont, that's cool, and Richter. That's really fucking cool.
So years ago on this podcast, I wish Derek was here for this.
Yeah.
People talked about, you know, the Wii U, Smash came out, and really that felt like such a complete version. I mean,
they
delivered on most shit that I think at least we wanted. And so we were saying, like, what else can you do that adds to this? Or who else can you put in the game that... And I remember Derek and I were saying to make it really feel like you got all the true classic characters, gotta get Simon Belmont.
Gotta.
That was the last one.
And then Konami.
So yeah, I told Derek the day it came out, I was like, you need to watch this cutscene with me. And it was the one Luigi dies.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, this is so funny that Disney put, Disney put Capcom through the ringer on Marvel vs. Capcom, the newest one.
Yeah.
Because they didn't want to show Marvel characters getting hurt too bad.
Oh my God.
Like, there's a lot of behind-the-scenes drama with that game. Like, Disney didn't want to, you know, they didn't allow the X-Men to be put into it.
Bullshit.
But they didn't want characters to be shown getting beat up or harmed too bad. That's Nintendo swoops in this week and fucking kills Luigi.
Hell yeah. Death himself.
By the Grim Reaper.
Fucking awesome.
I mean,
that scene, people freaked out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, King Karool news aside, people freaked out over the Luigi meme.
King Karool.
Yeah, that's what I said, right?
King Karool.
King Karool?
King Karool and Samus are two.
Whoa,
in it.
Whoa, whoa.
But did you see Dark Samus?
Let's listen to Garrett for a second. Yeah. That could be how you pronounce it.
Karool, yeah.
Because
he's Karool.
He said Karool.
He's Karool.
Okay.
Is that right?
I'm going to call Pete Anderson as my favorite director.
I always said it was King Karool. That's what I always said.
That's still more right, because Roll... Listen, Rool could be pronounced anyway.
Roll is Mega Man's
sister. It's the letter by itself.
King Karool, he's He's cruel.
Well, that's the joke.
It's cruel.
I gotta replay the Donkey Kong.
That's the joke of his name. Oh. But it's King K period rule.
I know what it is.
So it wouldn't be Kuh. You know what
rule.
I mean?
I don't call him Diddy Kong. I call him Diddy Kong.
Yeah, King K rule. K rule.
Yeah.
K rule.
K rule. Kuh rule. See?
That's the joke. He that's gets, what it's supposed to be.
Sean gets me.
There's jokes.
I got that when it came out.
Sorry that you were so smart when you were nine.
I was a smart-ass nine-year-old.
Eevee's not in it. Sonic is in it.
Bullshit. Sonic is in.
Snake is back with a bitchin' Metal Gear 3 soundtrack.
I want Raiden.
Got that in PlayStation All-Stars Battle Royale. Yeah, go play that.
That's true.
Him and Parappa.
Yeah, really delivered on that.
Is there anyone
what a
else?
Turd.
Okay, so this is what I was saying. I was telling this to my brother the other day. They, in Ridley. Terms of, in my opinion, the classic gaming series, they got it all.
Yeah.
In my opinion. Because, I mean, you even got Pac-Man. They got it all.
Tetris
Little Mac.
Now, what could they possibly do that's left? The only thing they could do, in my opinion, and then you could say you've done it all. Close the book on Smash Brothers. You license that MFN Crash Bandicoot.
No.
Which no. Sony doesn't own. That's not even remotely impossible. That's a third-party thing now.
Who?
So
I don't want Crash in.
I feel like that's...
Okay, but that would represent that part of...
Sure.
And you get a Microsoft character in there.
Yeah, if they put
Master Chief.
Which is also not impossible now because Minecraft came to Switch and they licensed DLC into it. Like, you could download... Gears of War characters. You could download. I'm not going to say it's the most impossible.
I don't know if I want that. I think I like that it's all characters that have appeared on a Nintendo game.
Like Cloud?
Oh. Fuck.
He was in Theater Rhythm, though.
Okay. Theater Rhythm.
Got some wiggle room there.
You mean Theater Rhythm?
This is why I don't dabble with Smash Bros. This shit's, like, too many...
But I think if Crash was in it and, like, Marcus Fenix from Gears of War, I think that'd be funny. So I'd be into that. I don't care about Master Chief, but if they want to do it, great. Honor. But those are the only things I could think of where it's like, oh, it's all
there. You
know what?
There. Cool spot.
They did it.
I'll give you those other franchised characters if we can cut out half of the Fire Emblem cast.
Let's so just that,
split
that
it right
has
down the
to
middle,
be,
give you four, that's let's call it.
That has to be their inside joke now, right? Because every new reveal, they go, oh, and by the way, another Fire Emblem character. Yeah. And it's funny because everyone I know who's super into Fire Emblem is just dancing with joy. Like Dominic was telling me, he's like, I've wanted Crom in this game forever. And I'm like, who the fuck is Crom? Like, what, really Crom? But people are loving it. And it benefits them too because in a way, every time they do it, a whole generation of people goes, all right, what's Fire Emblem? You know?
No. Yeah.
And they
you're
might play it.
Buff their franchise moving forward.
Maybe.
Yeah.
But it is pretty funny that every time there's a new announcement, it's, oh, and another Fire Emblem character. It's starting to become funny.
I mean, they won it, but like, when I think of GameCube, I think of the Resident Evil remakes. If they put Jill in here, oh, it wouldn't.
Oh.
If they put Jill.
Were they even assist trophies? Was there any Resident Evil as an assist trophy?
No.
Not at all?
No. Don't think so.
Interesting.
No mention.
I never
but
realized
damn.
That.
Jill, dude, Nintendo, go big. Fucking put Jill in her Nemesis outfit.
Yeah, oh. You know, Capcom's not using the Marvel Versus franchise to their credit, so let's put Jill in there. Mm-hmm. Get, who else? Wolverine, throw him in.
Gambit?
Yeah, Marvel.
You're the X-Men
Hey, a lot of people are saying, and my brother Wolverine is in this camp too, is saying you need Goku. But it's like, but that's not really like out of the gaming whatever. But it for some reason I don't know what it is. And to people at home, tell me if I'm wrong. It feels right.
Yeah, but
like Goku
in that new game, they're not going to put Goku.
Someone
in
the chat brought.
He's in that Shonen Jump game. Yeah.
Someone brought Doom Slayer the Doom guy.
Doom guy.
Yeah.
Put Doom.
Hey,
guy
do it. But hey,
hell
do
yeah.
it. Do
That'd
it.
Be sick.
Hell yeah.
Now do you. Do you think they will put any more characters in, or is that it?
No,
I think there's more coming.
I think
they said there's more.
More
coming.
I think
damn.
Tony Hawk Underground did have Doom Guy in it already.
Dude, have Tony Hawk.
Have Tony Hawk
there
be
you
in
go.
It. That would be so sick.
When he falls off the thing, he can grind back on with his
skateboard. Yeah, I would do that.
The people in the chat are asking for a Tekken-like crossover. Can we get Negan?
Yeah, you guys know about this Tekken shit, right? They're pulling crazy shit on Tekken now. They got Noctis from Final Fantasy. And now Negan from The Walking Dead is coming.
You know, Negan with the bat, with Lucille. Oh,
which doesn't make sense to me because...
How many seasons of that, in that show is?
His signature...
Walter White in?
His signature thing is that he has a bat weapon.
Yeah.
Why is he not in Soul Calibur? Put him
in
Soul
Calibur. Dude, Tony Soprano in Tekken?
One
yeah.
That'd be cool.
You know...
I would play it.
Give him the AK they hid in the rafters.
Yeah.
I figured out who they should add, and I honestly, I'm surprised that
Let's
they
do
haven't
it.
Done it.
I mean, Nintendo's watching.
Who? They haven't done it.
Sakura.
And we haven't even thought of it, which, what the fuck is wrong with us? Link. Good night.
What? Oh, no, we're not in it yet.
Oh, I don't
know. How is it already 7:15? I feel like we talked about
three
things.
That's a time warp.
So
that
late.
Sucks.
It's so late.
Do we even talk about RTX?
I did, like, two drafts of caffeine story.
Yeah.
Well, thank you for watching, everybody. I didn't realize it was that late. That's ridiculous.
Wow.
Mm. We should commit and just make this one, like, super long.
Dude, Tommy Vercetti and Smash. It'll be just
Kevin's
6 hours
in.
Of us
You're good, Kevin's
Kev?
In. I'm in.
All right.
Garrett's in.
I'm here.
Oh, that's majority.
Yeah, majority rules.
Remember the last time we did that and I didn't start the podcast?
Put all the presidents.
It was like 2.5 hours.
Put all the presidents in Smash Brothers.
Oh, yeah.
Right? That would buff the cast.
They kind of the new Street Fighter has a character in it. Street Fighter V got a new character, G, and he is convinced he's the president of the world, and he talks like Lincoln. No, he's got like the hat and everything, and he gives speeches. Oh, God, we must stand in union together.
This
and
is a new character?
Yeah.
What? Capcom is... What are you doing?
Yeah, I don't know, but I think new original characters is a good thing. I think I could use...
I like Laura in the last Street Fighter, the Brazilian...
Put Tomb Raider in fucking Smash. Damn, dude, just getting all these...
Laura Croft?
Good ideas out here.
Right. Where's Ken Caminiti? Where's Ken?
Yeah, from like MLB The Show.
What about Michael Jordan? Oh, wait, Michael Jordan wasn't even in
Dale Earnhardt? Get him from like a NASCAR crossover?
I think we talked about this. I think we had like a family dinner, and this is where I was talking about this with my brother. And my dad, I think my dad chimed in with like, all they need now, and he was serious when he said it, because he's got his own knowledge of Nintendo. He played regular Nintendo, you know, NES back in the day. And so given everything that we said, he's like, well, it sounds like all they need now is Mike Tyson. I was like, I don't think they're gonna. Jesus. I don't think they're gonna add Mike Tyson.
Yeah, pre-face tattoo.
Yeah. But they already got Little Mac, so he probably just didn't know.
I bought. Kevin had an extra NES Classic, and I picked that up.
Oh yeah.
And played. Now I have my first copy of Mike Tyson, or I'm sorry, of Punch Out featuring Mr. Dream.
Oh yeah.
Because my copy is Mike Tyson's
Same
Punch
here.
Out at home.
Yeah, my original is
my
that.
Original. I'd never played it with Mr. Dream, so. Couldn't get past Don Flamenco.
Well, on a Don Flamenco note, we're ending this podcast, but I wanted to tell you to check out, as we said before, this Friday, shop.mega64.com for all the new items going up.
Oh, yeah.
But also, Mega 64 Game Days is coming this November 10th and 11th.
Hell yeah.
All the info can be found at mega64.com/gamedays, and you can buy tickets to the day one event there. It's also, you'll see them right when you go to our store too. So if you're already going to our shop, they're right there. But get your tickets now. We are going to possibly be announcing guests soon. And around that time, the price of tickets is for that venue is going to go up.
You got to lock in your low price.
Get it now, because usually a lot of times when we announce the guests, things start going crazy and they sell out or whatever. So get your tickets now, mega64.com/gamedays. Day one is our event at our venue, kind of our little, almost like a convention. And then day two, we all go to Disneyland. You can't beat it. Check it out. Mega64.
Can't beat it, so join us.
Game Days. All right. Thank you for watching, everybody. By the way, if you're in, also want to plug this. If you're in Anaheim this week, or if you're in Southern California in general, I will be having a panel at Power Morphicon this Friday night, 9 p.m. The Power Rangers convention, the official Power Rangers convention, is happening in Anaheim.
Well, I mean, that's going to be sold out. People can't get tickets anymore. Right?
You can try. No, there actually are tickets, believe it or not.
Maybe
still available.
Maybe you find a scalper somewhere.
Yeah.
Maybe you'll find a... You
bring
know.
At least 200
Dude,
cash to get in, though.
If you're looking for Lord Drakkon, he's going to be there, exclusive.
Yep.
If you're looking for actors and actresses that have been donning the Ranger suits, Rocco's going to be there with him.
So you're, what are you doing there?
He's got a panel.
I've got a panel Friday night, 9 p.m.
Hey. This is like several years in a row.
I really would love to end the podcast this second, but I'm going to fucking say no and go a little bit further and say, if you are up in that area and you want something to do, go to this panel because what the fuck is Rocco going
to
do?
Oh, I've been to Rocco's panels at Power Marvel. It's great.
You're in for a treat.
It's a great time.
You, people watching this, you and about 8 other people are in for a crazy experience. So,
it's the Anaheim Convention Center?
What stays in Anaheim stays in Anaheim is what they say at Power Marvel.
Yeah. So anyway, thank you, everybody.
With a kiss, I die. Good night.